About 10 years ago, Maria came to New Orleans from Belize for a marriage that didn't work out. She stayed and soon after met Juan. He had come from Honduras for work. Back home, he lived in deep poverty, worked tirelessly, and still couldn't feed himself or his mother. We aren't using their real names because they're in the U.S. undocumented. They have two kids, both born here.
We've never gotten any government aid, we pay our taxes, and we've just tried to be good, productive citizens, and I mean, we love this country, we love this city.
But since Maria and Juan entered the U.S. unauthorized, they have no easy path to citizenship. So they live life under the radar.
You know, I take my kids to school, I volunteer at their school, I do this, but it's like in their own little world until something happens.
Something did happen. This past September, Juan gave a friend a ride to the immigration office when he himself was detained there. He had an outstanding deportation order which he didn't know about. Juan got a court date and an ankle bracelet to monitor his location until his hearing. Maria says the ankle bracelet was scary, but they didn't panic. They thought Hillary Clinton would win the White House and create options for undocumented parents of U.S.-born kids.
We thought, you know, for sure when we have a new president, you know, they're going to look at us differently, you know, and we might be able to become documented.
On election night, everything changed.
So I went to bed and I didn't watch the end of the election, so I didn't know who won, but I woke up like at 6 a.m. and I turned on my television and I saw that Mr. Trump had won, and I was just crying and crying and crying and couldn't control myself.
Maria was afraid the new president would start deporting people right away and that Juan would be a target because he already had the ankle bracelet. She had heard about the Congress of Day Laborers, a group that advocates for immigrant rights. She talked to organizers there, and they were able to help her negotiate to get Juan's ankle monitor removed.
Yeah, he had it for 4 months, 10 days, and 19 hours.
Juan has been granted a stay on his deportation, meaning he's supposed to leave the country on his own in the next 6 months. But because he's the dad of U.S. citizen kids and the family breadwinner, it's possible the court would let him remain here. With the new administration, though, it's unclear how likely that is. Each week, the Congress of Day Laborers attracts hundreds of people who face issues just like Maria and Juan. They meet in a church.
Sin papeles! Sin papeles! Sin papeles!
No papers, no fear, the crowd chants. Today's meeting is a workshop to teach members about their constitutional rights. Four actors play out a scene for the crowd. One's an ICE officer, and three more play a family inside a house. The ICE officer knocks on the door.
Por favor, abra la puerta.
The little kid begs his dad not to open the door, and the wife agrees.
No, papito, no.
Ay, honey,
abra la puerta, por favor.
The officer says he only wants to ask them some questions. The husband opens the door, and the ICE agent asks for his documentation.
¿Tiene documentos? Pregunté.
He can't provide any. So he's handcuffed as the little kid wails. This whole moment is kind of surreal. The church is packed and the whole crowd is cracking up. A grown man is crying like a baby, really hamming it up. And it's funny. But at the same time, many of the people in this room have faced or could face this exact situation. Their kids watching as they get arrested. The takeaway? Don't open the door. Mayor Mitch Landrieu reaffirmed that NOPD will not ask for immigration papers when people get arrested or when police question witnesses. The whole point of that policy is to increase trust between residents and local law enforcement, to keep people from being afraid to answer the door. But Trump's executive order calls for more federal ICE agents on the ground, too. Hiroko Kusuda is an immigration attorney at Loyola Law Clinic.
If the number is increased, of course, I think they're going to go after more people.
The executive order says even people charged but not convicted with crimes could be considered criminals. It says a simple immigration violation could be enough to deport someone. But Kusuda says more detainees will mean many months before a court date, and the system has long waits already.
The courts are absolutely overwhelmed with cases, and New Orleans has over 7,200 cases right now for one judge.
The recent executive order also opens up the door for ICE agents to deport people without a hearing in some cases. Kusuda is advising undocumented immigrants to have a plan for the worst case scenario.
We always tell them, remember one phone number of a very important person you can trust, and, you know, write a letter to schools. In case I disappear, you can find out about, you know, what to do with my children.
Maria says she and Juan are afraid. They're keeping to themselves a lot more.
I told my husband the other day, I guess this is what being hopeless means, feeling, having no hope. This is what it means, I said, because like we were planning on going for spring break to visit some friends in Tennessee. Now we're not doing that. So I told my husband, I said, so the next 4 years, we can't do anything. We can't leave the city with our kids because we're afraid to travel someday, you know. But I don't know. It seems like very distant.
For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.